Tonight we're beginning a brand new series. It's entitled, How to Avoid Wasting Your Life. Many of you know that a couple of weeks ago I had the privilege of returning to the place where I went to college to teach a short course on biblical counseling. That was an amazing experience for me. It really was. That's because, especially I think, it was half of my life ago since I started there as a college student. This summer, if the Lord tarries his coming till June, I'll turn 35 years old. I know. Would someone like to give me a seat to sit in? And I was 18 when I started there at BBC. Now, the thing that amazed me the most about that time there at the campus a couple of weeks ago was how much I was able to remember and how much of it seemed like it had just taken place. I found myself walking around the campus, just looking at different places and laughing about different things that had taken place and that I had been involved in. I'm sure some of the students watching me thought I had lost my mind. But some of those memories were just so vivid. And I kept telling myself over and over, that just happened yesterday. It was just yesterday when that took place, or when I said that or did that or had that said to me and all the rest. It seems like it was just yesterday since I was here as a student. The point is this. I was reminded at how quickly time goes by, because it wasn't just yesterday. In my case, it was half a lifetime ago. You probably also had situations take place in your life where you've been reminded of just how quickly life goes by. Now, usually when we're reminded of that truth, there's another thought that comes right on the heels of it. And it's this. Because time goes so quickly, I don't want to waste any of it. In this series, we're going to be turning back to the book of Judges, chapter 13 through 16. We're going to study the life of Samson. Let me invite you to turn there in your Bible. Judges chapter 13 through 16 and the life of Samson. Now, here's a very well-known section of Scripture. In fact, I'd be interested in just taking a minute tonight and getting some input from you. When you think about Samson, what words or phrases or events come to your mind when you think of the man Samson? Yes, ma'am. Okay, strong. That would be a good word to describe Samson. What's another word or phrase or event from his life that comes to your mind because this is so well known? Yes. Yes, sir. Okay, a lion killer. That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am. Powerful. That's right. Good. Fred? Okay, haircut. That's true. That's true. Yes, Dan? Okay, he liked to live on the edge. That's right. Sinfully so. Chris? Selfish. That's surely true. Sam will go right on down the Jones line. Okay, he took a Nazirite vow. That's right. What other words or phrases come to your mind, Susan? He had great potential. That's true. He surely did. What a gifted man. What other words or phrases or events come to your mind? Mike? Okay, he didn't guard his eyes. He never controlled the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes. That's true. Matt? Okay, he was a leader. Unfortunately, he led the wrong way, but he was a leader. God gifted him in that way. Yes. He acted without thinking, this young lady says. That's exactly right. Another one? Those are all good. One more. Yes. Okay, he was a proud man. That's right. That's right. Another thing we would probably say about Samson's life would be this sort of a phrase. What a waste. Isn't that true? What a waste. And I hope everybody here tonight would say in their heart, I don't want my life to turn out anything like Samson's. And I don't want the life of anybody that I have the privilege of influencing to turn out like Samson's. I don't want the words, "he wasted it" or "she wasted it," to be written over my life story. And I think that probably reflects the heart of the average person here tonight. Samson wasted it, and I don't want to waste mine. And the good news is this. That's why the Lord gave us the story of Samson. This is not a fable that we read just prior to going to bed. This is the powerful, potentially life-changing truth of the Word of God. And in these chapters, the Lord has given us very clear and very specific principles to help us avoid ending up like Samson. And tonight, I'd like us to see three characteristics that led Samson to being a washout for God. Three characteristics that led to Samson's life being a washout for God. I mentioned to you that the story of his life takes place in Judges chapter 13 through 16. This first characteristic, though, I would like to take from the context of the book. There's a couple of very important contextual things about this book that we need to note. So the first characteristic we're going to talk about from Samson is that he wasted his life because he didn't recognize the seriousness of the times. See, what led to Samson being the kind of person that he was? In part, it was because he did not recognize the seriousness of the times. Now, I say that because as you read the book of Judges, from beginning to end, you find that one of the major themes that this writer is trying to develop is that these were very serious times for the lives of God's people. And unfortunately, more times than not, they were seriously bad. Now, serious in what way? Let me mention two important ways. The first way was their leader Joshua had died. Let me invite you, please, to turn back to chapter 2, and let's read some very haunting verses. Judges chapter 2, beginning at verse 7. The scripture says this, "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gaash. And also all the generation that were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them who knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt. They followed other gods, of the gods of the people who were around them. They bowed themselves unto them, and they provoked the Lord to anger." This passage says, as long as Joshua was alive, and as long as those who had served with Joshua were alive, the people served the Lord. But then there arose a generation that did not know or did not choose to know the Lord, did not choose to know what God had done for Israel, and things went downhill, and they went downhill fast. What a terrible verse. What a terrible summary of the lives of these people, what we just read. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. God's chosen people did this. They served Balaam. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers. See, I'm saying tonight, these were serious times. Serious times. Now, this raises an interesting question, doesn't it? How, after just a couple of generations after Joshua, did these people not want to love God or serve God or live for Him? Whose fault was it? And there's a couple of possible answers, isn't there? And the truth probably lies in a combination of these answers. But whose fault was it? that these people got to the position that they were? One answer is this, at least possibly, the parents didn't teach important truth to their children.